The playoffs are just around the corner, and it is time to oil up. Nation Gear is ready to gear you up for Edmonton's upcoming playoff run. Rep your favorite team as they battle for the cup this spring and shop the exclusive Oil Up playoff merch and more at nationgear.ca.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to a brand new episode of The Real Life Podcast, a member of the Nation Network of Podcasts and delivered by DoorDash.
Welcome to Real Life, everyone.
What is going on right now?
I think that I'm in love with Matthew Tkachuk.
Are you guys all drunk?
Happy Thanksgiving, Americans! Welcome to the Real Life Podcast. This is episode number 427.
Is it?
I have no idea. I just said a number.
You've got me shouting out Dave Lumley in the intro. That is old as hell. We got to get some new content.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It is a cool Thanksgiving.
The best.
In the sense that a lot of football on today.
Yep.
World Cup's also on.
Yep.
Big sports Thursday.
Keep going.
The weird thing, though, Chalmers, what do you think? There's zero NHL games today.
Well, I get that, though, because you don't want to go against the NFL on the biggest NFL day in the calendar,
even
other
like,
than the Super Bowl.
Agreed.
Even for like two Canadian clubs?
Maybe. I mean, I guess.
Like if Montreal played Toronto.
Then you're not going to get a lot of people in Western Canada obviously watching that, I guess, on any given night, would
you? Yeah, I would have watched that anyway.
I don't think I would either.
Yeah.
I don't really know. I never, you know what? That's so funny because this is, the Oilers I knew weren't playing obviously because they had played last night. I knew it was football day all day today, and I knew there was some good World Cup matches this morning, and so I really didn't even notice that there wasn't an NHL game all day today.
Tyler, thoughts?
Yeah, I don't really care. It's Thanksgiving down south. Like, you could have thrown maybe some Canadian teams tonight. I don't see why you can bake that into the schedule. Like, going dark for a night is weird, but they're loading up tomorrow, so, like, you know.
I loaded up last night. Loading up tomorrow, I just find it odd.
So, I think, honestly, though, like, I think it's just a night where they say, like, go enjoy your families.
Yeah.
Right? Forget about playing. Go enjoy your families. Thanksgiving. I know that a lot of us obviously have never been a part of a American Thanksgiving, but if you know anything about it, you know it's literally just like the biggest bar night in the world or in the United States is Wednesday night. Because everybody comes back to their towns from colleges. If they've just gone away to school, all the family gets back into town and they go
then
out
they
Wednesday
turn
night.
It up.
Then all they do on Thursday is they wake up, they get together at like noon, they watch football, and they eat Thanksgiving dinner together. So,
Chalmers, I'm going to interrupt because I've partaken in American Thanksgiving.
Oh, you have?
Dinner starts at like 11 a.m. It is an all-day eating event. So you get up, you start eating, you watch the first game, you nap when needed, wake up, eat more, watch more football, nap again. Wake up, continue to eat, watch the evening game, go to bed.
In unrelated news, 93% of Americans are medically obese.
Yeah, but it's okay.
It's amazing.
I don't know, man, if I could do that. I don't think I could eat the turkey at earlier than like 6 because that tryptophan would put me on my ass.
But yeah, well, that's why you nap. But also, man, biscuits and gravy, bro.
My family wouldn't be napping because if we started eating at 11, we'd probably start having mimosas, you know, having a couple beers, maybe getting the cocktails a little early.
At 9. Like it's a full day thing.
Well, it's definitely, It's definitely the greatest day, I think, on the sports, like on the calendar for Americans. And when it comes to sports, like all day football on a Thursday here, it's hard to really get too involved into it. I know of a lot of people that are going to like local establishments for the afternoon game and then home for, you know, or maybe out with friends for the night game, right?
Yeah.
And God, I just, I wish we had something like that for hockey. Like, I know that we have Hockey Day in Canada, but it's usually on a Saturday. And all it really is the six Canadian teams play each other and who cares, right? Like, it's just a normal day, really. But, like, a whole day where you just, I don't know. I'm very envious of Americans in this holiday.
Yeah, I think the closest thing we have as Canadians would probably be, like, Boxing Day World Juniors. We're like, because it's a day off for a lot of people and you get up and you get excited to watch the game and it's a thing, but obviously it's not like a stacked calendar or itinerary of events for that day, but that's probably like the closest I can think of.
Right.
But as a sports fan, I don't.
Go ahead. As a sports fan, what?
Well, as a sports fan, I don't think like think about the NHL. I don't think that the NHL should try to compete against this. Also cognizant of like half, like, well, half I say, you know, generally, but like a large portion of your players are American and it's a big day for them. And I know we don't take the day off here for Canadian Thanksgiving, but because there's so much on the go, it's a great day off just from like a player human perspective. Like all the players are getting together today. They're watching their football as a team, whether on the road or at home. Like for them, it's also good to have the day off. For us as sports fans, like I'm not going to miss hockey today because of it's football overload today. So I don't think it's a big deal that we don't, that the NHL doesn't have games today. And I'm actually happy for the players that they don't, because it's a great bonding experience to get together with your buddies and watch some football and mix in some butter, some gravy, some turkey.
Yeah. Like I came to this party atmosphere at the Nation headquarters and you guys offered me a beer. A non-alcoholic beer.
And I will say, tasty.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I've never really gotten into the non-alcoholic beers. I've been thinking about doing it more often. And this actually, this one is really
Do you know good. Why you've never gotten into them?
Why?
Because they make alcoholic beer.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, well done. I'm trying to like,
I need that little business at the end of that beer.
Yeah.
I'm trying to cut down on my alcohol consumption, but drink I love water. The taste of beer.
Understand. I get it.
Water.
So you wait. You like, that's what I've always wanted to know. Like, I get if you need to drink something non-alcoholic, but you're at a party because you're a designated driver or whatever the circumstance may be, having a beer makes you feel more engaged. I know that sometimes when I'm the designated driver, if I'm just having a pop, the resentment starts to kick in sooner or later, right? And you kind of feel like shit. But if you're drinking beer and it tastes good, you kind of feel like you're still involved a bit. But
do you want to do money-free sports betting?
Yeah, exactly.
Would you be like, oh, I
didn't that's no like money just called betting with your friends? Because, like, no. I don't know, really. There's a lot of debts unpaid.
I'll bet you some freshly baked, home baked muffins.
Yeah, I'm playing for biscuits and gravy.
Now, booze, Tyler, free, you booze. Made a comment that we have to unpack a bit. You're trying to cut down on your drinking. Last week, you and I stupidly made a bet because I am blindly in love with the Cleveland Browns and bet with my heart. I bet against you on the Bills-Browns game. I suggested it be for money. You said, no, it should be for a bottle of something.
Whoa.
That is not the tone of someone who is trying to cut down on his alcohol consumption.
Because I didn't want to get into your ballpark money-wise.
Into my what?
Your ballpark.
I didn't know.
I was there when you guys made that bet.
I said $20.
Yeah, it was $20.
Oh, and I said that's soft.
Let's do it for a bottle.
I was wondering where you were going. I know JR not to make the biggest bets in the world with friends. He likes he likes a little smidgen of action, but he doesn't need it to be crazy. But like a bottle of something,
can't be life altering.
Exactly. Even if he is cutting down on his alcohol consumption, having a nice extra bottle for the liquor cabinet when guests come over, I mean, who doesn't want that?
Besides, if I'm worried about you, it's number one, your use of Russian street drugs, and number two, your betting, then alcoholism. You got bigger fish to fry.
Point is, there's a podium here, and that's I figured I can cut down on one of them.
So we started this a little late, probably about 25 minutes late, actually, because
Tyler
we
was on crocodile.
Because I got to witness, I got to watch a Buffalo Bills game with Tyler for the last, I'd say, half of the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
In that time, the Bills were up, then they were down, and they had to come back to tie it up. And then they left a little bit of, No,
they just kicked the field goal.
They just kicked the field goal to win the game. But anyway, sorry. But watching him go through his range of emotions and to watch a bet come through with him was very, very fun. I don't bet. My betting, I don't think, is the smartest betting. I do a lot of parlays and a lot of bet builders. I do a lot of, you know, four-part bets. Low risk to high reward.
Chase the juice, Chalmers. You need to make it juicier.
Well, that's, sorry, yes, it's not low risk. Sorry, it's high risk, high reward type of betting. But things have to get, like, there's like four things that have to happen. But it was exhilarating knowing that Stephon Diggs just had to score a touchdown, and my boy Tyler here was going to win a bet, and he hadn't scored until the last drive, which put them up by
three. No. They missed the point after.
That's right. They missed the point after. Yeah. And so he scored it. It was fun. The office was rocking. The non-alcoholic beers were going down like wine. And boy, we had a good time. That was it fun. Was. Yeah. So we were a little late. Now I'm thinking we just watched the second game here too.
I'm down.
Bag milk?
Yeah, I don't got
it. There's a working bar downstairs, and it has rye and Cokes and rums
and non-alcoholic beers.
Mmm, delish. The Irish Red downstairs? Fantastic.
Oh, I love the Irish
I'll
Red.
Crush
I can also safely like say I will never put my lips around an Irish Red beer.
I don't like them. I like.
What are you talking about, Chalmers?
What?
You open yourself up when you say things like, put my lips around.
Yeah, put my lips around an Irish Red. I just don't think I'd enjoy it.
They're so good. Delightful.
There's just so many other things I could have.
Yeah.
Are we just wasting time in order to get to the elephant in the room that is
the hockey team?
The hockey team, the Edmonton Hockey Club.
Let's do it.
Why are things going poorly? They say at American Thanksgiving, if you're in, you're in. If you're out, you're out.
The Oilers, according to MoneyPuck.com right now, have a 20% chance of making the playoffs.
The general,
are you fucking kidding me?
They're 500 right now, 10 and 10.
What in the actual 20 what percent?
20, even. 20%.
20, 2-0.
So that's MoneyPuck. The general rule in NHL is if you're out at American Thanksgiving, you had a 23% chance of making the playoffs. And the Oilers are out.
They absolutely ran into a brick fucking wall last night. That must have been one of the most frustrating games. How many shots did they get? 49?
49,
yeah.
49 shots.
I will go ahead and say that is one of the worst 49-shot performances I've ever seen a team put forward. They were awful.
Yeah. 100%.
Oh, no.
I would say they had flashes where they weren't, but mostly yes. Like, it took them 12 minutes to get their first shot on net.
It was too late.
Which means in the last 48 minutes of that game, they had 49 shots on goal, and I still don't think they were
sorry,
that good.
Okay, so was the Islanders stat guy up in the stands, was he trying to pad some Sorokin stats here? Because how do they wait 12 minutes to get their first shot and then pack another 48 into the last three quarters of the game?
You know, that's always been a thing, hey, that the Islander stats people, like the hits specifically is one. Who was
is
it
that on? Why Cal Clutterbuck is always in the league?
Cal Clutterbuck?
Yeah, they always say like,
conspiracy?
It's greased a little.
Come on. I knew that like that those stats were done by the home team. And so like they could be a little, but the Islanders are like actually a team that's known for this.
It's always one of those things that's like, you know,
they were credited with 20 hits last night, in case you were wondering.
What's a team average for a game in hits?
I don't know.
Let's crunch some numbers here.
It really depends on the team.
Yeah, well, 20% no, that's what I mean.
You're like, crunching numbers on hits? What the fuck?
Yeah, who cares about this?
Who Let's gives talk a good about shit about Cal Clutterbuck?
That's very interesting. Problem. You've never thought about what a team averages per hits per game? You've never thought of block shots per game? You've never thought about that?
So the leader in hits per 60 in the NHL is the Ottawa Senators at 30. The Oilers are actually 11th in the NHL at 25.
That means they don't have the puck.
Yeah, hits are a garbage bag. Yeah, anyways, yeah, back to the Oilers. I'm like actually a little bit concerned about this.
What's
team
your
right
number?
Now. My number concern level?
Yesterday you were 3. Yesterday you were 3, your M Chuck. Where are you at today?
3.5.
So not that worried.
Oh, I'd be like 6.
I'm at a 5.
Maybe I should be higher.
Well, but it's like fucking Groundhog Day, because every day our defense sucks, and every game we think they're going to be better and they're not. And here we are outside of the playoffs on American Thanksgiving.
Over the last 10 games, the Oilers have allowed 40 goals against while scoring only 25. I'm no math guy. That's a problem.
Yeah. Liam brought something up today on Oilers Nation every day, and he was like, you know, like, they're out of the playoffs in the worst division in hockey. And I actually kind of took that as like a glimmer of hope. Like, hey, they're out of the playoffs, but they do play in the worst division in hockey. Granted, you're going to have to beat out two of the Kings, Flames, and Kraken. Kraken you can catch.
So in the last 10 games, we've been outscored by our opponents by 60%.
Good show.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good.
Not great.
When did this all start? I'm losing track. Like,
the 10 third games period ago. Again,
the I third swear to period God, against the New Jersey Devils.
I was in here last week on Thursday, and we were like, team's looking good. Skinner's the real deal. I don't know what the fuck.
That's what we sounded like.
1 week?
Bagmelt, did you say the third period of the Devils game?
Yes. But the game.
I think that's a good call.
The game when the Oilers could have extended their winning streak to 6. Devils came back 3 straight third period goals, ended up losing 4-3.
Since then, the Oilers have lost to Dallas, lost to Washington, beat Tampa, got smoked by Carolina, beat Florida, lost to LA, beat Vegas, lost to the Devils, lost to the Islanders.
Well, that's what's frustrating. Like the game on Saturday against Vegas, they were grinding it out. They played well on Saturday, and then they go drop 2 turds. It's just annoying.
Yeah, and
let's go address.
It doesn't get any easier in the next 2 games.
We have needs.
Or either, like, we go Rangers on Saturday 11. That is a tough game. Then Panthers Monday night 7:30 in Edmonton. Then travel to Chicago.
Gotta win that one.
Minnesota. Then back home for Montreal. Yikes!
We gotta go on a 5-game heater.
We could potentially be looking at
just to rebalance things.
We could be looking at like 12-12,
probably. Yeah. But that's the thing is, like, there's very little reason to be like, oh, they're gonna turn this around here, because like their give a shit meter is lower than low. They don't play hard. They go out there and they try to, you know, the big guns, McDavid and Draisaitl, try to do their thing and drag this team, and everyone else is just a bunch of passengers.
There's 4 guys on this team that can score.
What the fuck, Zach Hyman isn't?
There's four guys
on this team that can score. Connor, Leon, Nuge, Zach Hyman, the rest. Who's the next forward in goals, do you think, Chalmers?
Say the first 3 are Connor,
the first
Nuge,
4 are
Draisaitl,
and Zach Hyman.
And Zach Hyman. Those first 4?
Yep.
Oh, God.
Fogle or Barry?
It's Fogle is the next active. The next actual player in goals McLeod? Is Evander Kane, and he hasn't played in 2 weeks. Yeah. It's a problem.
Do you really think it's that they're not working hard? You can look at a human being that plays a professional sport and be like, Derek Roy is not playing hard. Derek Ryan.
Derek Roy ain't doing shit.
Derek Roy. Whoa, where is he from?
Very little.
But Ryan McLeod is not working hard. Like,
Well, there's putting in effort, and there's working hard.
I think they're trying.
Look at the Islanders
last night. Fucking outworked us.
And they're playing a simpler game. Like, it drives me crazy when the Oilers keep trying to pass up shots. They don't drive to the net. They don't get greasy. They're not hacking away in the crease. They don't do any of that shit.
They don't go hard to the net. They aren't hitting on the forecheck. They're love flybys, all that shit.
Right. And just like 3 games ago, we were talking about how they got hit and they hit back. And like, holy, maybe we are getting some team toughness.
But it was just McDavid and Draisaitl that night too. It wasn't even like everyone.
I know.
And clean Costin.
So what do you think is happening right now in that room? What do you think is happening to cause this regression?
Positive regression?
Negative regression.
We need some positive.
Is there positive regression?
Yes, there is.
We need some positive regression.
There is no such thing as positive regression. Is this something that was talked about when I wasn't here?
Yeah, Tyler, this is Tyler's new thing.
There's zero chance that positive regression.
Dude, some guy.
How do you positively regress?
Because regress means back to the mean.
No,
I had a only dude when DM me
go backwards.
Regress back to the mean.
Regress just means go backwards. I don't think it means to the mean. Someone, I think it just means backwards.
Someone DM'd me who works in the math world and told me it makes sense.
So if you are under the mean and you start to regress, is that you can't because you can't go back to the mean.
Are they positively or negatively regressing?
Well,
negatively because you're actually going forwards at that point, Chalmers.
What's that?
I said if you're below the mean and you go towards it, you're actually regressing.
Ooh, good point.
I just Googled positive.
It just doesn't make sense.
And it's an actual thing?
So this is the definition, according to Google, of positive regression. Positive regression to the mean doesn't mean the player is improving necessarily. It means that the player's performance is moving back to previously expected value. Negative regression means that a player is playing above his norm and is due to regress way closer to his mean. So it can go either way, positive regression.
So negative regression is when you're up here and you're coming back here. Okay. Positive is when you're down here coming back.
No, I get it. No, I get it. I get what the definition is, but I never thought that we were talking about a baseline, which we're calling the mean here. I just thought that regressing was regressing. You're either going forward or you're going backwards. Doesn't matter where you are on the spectrum between your mean and your best and your worst. This doesn't matter. You're either going backwards or you're going forwards. And right now we're going backwards. And I want to know why the fuck we're doing it.
But that's almost the frustrating part for me is like the pieces should be there. Like this forward group should be scoring way more than they are.
Is it Kane? Like when Kane left us, did we?
But like Ryan McLeod isn't scoring. Jesse Puljujärvi can't score. It's not just not scoring. They don't even like make plays.
It's just wasted time on the ice.
It is.
Is that what you're looking? Is that what you're like seeing when they're out there? You're just going. This is just a minute and a half of you trying your best but not really doing anything.
When Clean Costin's out there, he'll hit someone. He'll throw a couple pucks on net. He'll do shit like that.
Right.
And the other guys just don't. I don't get it.
Mark taking a step back.
Love
after the
perimeter.
You've got a lot of guys that are playing every night that have zero goals or one goal or two. Like there's no depth scoring right now. You can't win like that.
Nope.
You can't.
Especially when you look at the teams.
And we can't play defensively.
Who was the biggest liability on the D-line last night, in your opinion?
There's multiple culprits. Nurse and Bouchard both have been giving up the puck way too much. Barry is inconsistent at best.
That he had the best seat in the house on the first goal last night. Like, didn't even make a play on the guy that scored, JG Pageau. So frustrating.
He was right there. His stick was like on his knee, kind of, and he just didn't want to take an extra stride to lift it.
Nothing.
Like, we need a Pageau. That guy won that battle. He wanted it more than Barry. And because of that, he got rewarded and scored a goal. Like, that was easily defendable by Barry, in my opinion.
Well, I think teams also, I don't know if you guys can agree with this, but I think that they play different in front of other goalies.
I don't think Campbell's the problem last night.
903 save percentage.
No.
The first goal, I hang that on Barry. Second goal goes in off Bouchard. Third one, maybe.
Second game in a row, one's gone in off Bouchard.
At least he's scoring.
Second of three games.
At least he's scoring.
So if we're not dwelling anymore and we're looking forward, what we need to see here is those extra efforts. The extra efforts to get sticks on pucks, to use your feet, to not take penalties.
When you got
a shorthanded goal, five power plays with no goals and a shorthanded goal scored against. That's not fucking good for this team.
And they gave up one of two on the PK. They're not executing the basics. Like when you're coaching kids, they're not doing that shit. Like, don't fly by a guy on the forecheck. At least bump up on him, get in his way, do something.
That's a, you know what? And I think that even, I don't, it doesn't matter if you're 10 or you're 30. I think that's just like a want factor. And if you're not in the mood to want it at that moment, it's taking the easy way out. And it starts mentally. You know what I mean? So why don't they fucking want it? What is stopping these guys?
That's what's frustrating.
And it's so funny because if you send this to them, they'd probably flip out on you and say, there's no way I'm doing that because I have the opportunity to play with two of the best hockey players in the world right now. And why wouldn't I be going out there and giving it my all at every single moment of this game?
I just see a team that's not executing even the most basic aspects right now. They can't hit passes. They're flying the zone early on the breakout. They're not defending down low. They give the puck up at both blue lines. It's driving me crazy.
Is there a lot of... So I ask these questions because I like to kind of be... Like, you guys watched the game in full. I got to admit, I didn't watch all the game last night, but is there been some line blundering? Is there a lack of chemistry happening right now?
But and that kind of drives me nuts too, because all this team seems to ever have done with McDavid and Draisaitl at their peaks here is blunder. When was the last time you had a line play like seven games in a row or the top six stay consistent?
Last year.
Yeah, like the Draisaitl, Yamo, and Nuge line.
And that was like pre-pandemic. They're always going to the blender.
Yeah.
And that's kind of annoying to me. I don't know. I feel like you're not giving chemistry a chance to develop.
Like,
it's chicken and the egg. Are they losing because chemistry's not developing, or is chemistry not developing because they're losing and going to the blender because they're losing?
Yeah.
A real pretzel to talk yourself into.
Well, it's time to start figuring out how to get your damn, your way out of it, to work your way out of it.
And that's what they have to do is work their way out of it. Nobody's going to give them anything.
So what I was saying was that, so what we're looking for on at the Rangers game, I'm guessing Skinner's going to be starting that game.
We're expecting the effort that they put on. I'm expecting that if they want to beat New York, they have to put in the same effort they did against Tampa.
Yeah, or
who would you go with a net, Jay?
On the score.com, the expected starter is Campbell.
Yeah, that means nothing.
Chalmers, that means nothing. And how dare you quote the score on the Nation Network of podcasts?
Daily Faceoff
is your brand, brother. Daily Faceoff
has nobody yet.
Where the app is then?
DailyFaceoff.com.
Has an app?
Just fucking use Google Chrome.
What's Google Chrome? Track,
when you were ranting about the Oilers, I was like, this is boring. And I went on Instagram and then watched you on Instagram on the ON show rant about the Oilers.
Hold on.
So I was listening to you rant and then watching you rant. And I put a screenshot up in the group chat to prove it.
I'm sorry. What's the app?
We don't have an app. It's a website.
To answer the question, I think they go back to Skinner tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah. I think he, in his last five games, 839 against Washington, we write that one off. 952 against Florida, 935 against LA, 912 against Vegas. New Jersey game, not so great. Give him the chance to get back in.
My thinking was Skinner played good against Florida last time out, so I would start a Monday against Florida and go back to Campbell.
Maybe.
But I mean, I don't think you can. I think Skinner.
Or Skinner both.
Could be Skinner both.
Might be. And you're giving Campbell next week in Chicago.
Like, I don't think, I don't think Campbell was the problem last night. But I could see them going back to Skinner. Like, you can't get swept on this road trip.
Oh, my God.
You cannot.
Ooh. The score versus Daily Faceoff. They have expected starters for the Rangers and the Oilers. The score has Shesterkin versus Campbell. Daily Faceoff has Skinner versus Halleck. Let's see who wins.
Did you
this
know,
one.
Like, 3 days before the game, expected starter, like, that's just nothing. They're just putting someone there as a placeholder.
It's irrelevant.
It's irrelevant.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean? It's exactly what I mean. It's not.
It's not like the score has, like.
Well, one of them's. What are you guys going to be right? Actually, you could be both 50% wrong, too.
There Brock will be right.
So
it says unconfirmed.
Yeah, that's expected. Unconfirmed. I mean, it's not telling me who they're going to be.
No, it was expected. It would say expected.
No. See, the website not to be named earlier uses the word expected. What the fuck? Unconfirmed and expected are kind of the same thing. It's expected but unconfirmed.
What?
I think you're jumping to a lot of conclusions.
Yeah, I think you're.
Like to jump to conclusions, Matt?
Yes, good point.
Yep, you're possibly trying to regress this somehow.
The jump to conclusions, Matt, is my fucking favorite thing in the world. But anyways, I think, why even have this then? Why is this tool even there?
Because it's a placeholder for when the news eventually comes.
Yeah. Oh,
like
my
I'm
God.
Looking around at all the Oilers media guys.
So just hold on. So this is just, you just put this in to fill a spot until you actually get the right information.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you understand how that sounds to somebody who doesn't get this?
Well,
no, I honestly don't.
Because the game's not for 2 days.
Someone will get it because it says unconfirmed right beside them. Not
so I just call my neighbor and I say, hey, neighbor, could you come into my house and sit on my couch with my wife until I get home just as my placeholder?
Sure, if that's your shit you're into.
Yeah, like, I'm not here to kink shame.
You can just, why? So then, I just don't understand that if I'm a fantasy player and I want to set my lineup like 2 days earlier.
Apples to apples analogy. It really fucking found a way to articulate that.
It was not very good. I'm usually an analogist.
If you're a fantasy player, you should know that you don't set your starting goalies 2 days before the game.
What if you're going into surgery? What if you have like a 2 day surgery and you're not going to be right and you
Chalmers,
have to set it?
You're a fucking football fan. There's guys with doubtful tags, questionable tags, and you subscribe to that bullshit.
Oh, that's fucking
something
funny.
Is fucking clear cut as unconfirmed.
Yeah.
Makes so much fucking sense. You're used to seeing all this shit. How can you be against it?
When no, it's I'm just not against it. I'm just saying, like,
and more concise.
It's just really come to my mind that this is just a bunch of people throwing darts at a fucking dartboard 3 days
what
early.
What if I've got surgery 2 days from now, but I still want to play fantasy sports?
Well, what if that's no? I don't want
but
to.
Chalmers,
I have to play fantasy sports.
Chalmers,
what?
Do you set your Sunday fantasy roster on Thursday? For the week?
Yeah, because there's games on Thursday.
And so, so then you won't make any changes on
I get
Sunday
a good idea.
Based on the information.
I get a good... Listen, I set the optimal lineup on Thursday if I have players playing on Thursday. And yes, I will set the optimal lineup in case, heaven forbid, I sleep in, I get really wasted on Saturday night and sleep in, and next thing I know, I don't set my lineup. Well, I have it preset.
So you make no changes based on the information on the day to your lineup if you get information. None.
Well, of course I do. I think you're just missing my point here.
I think your point is...
No, you're missing our point.
I promise you, if you go to dailyfaceoff.com on Saturday morning, Brock will have the goaltender in there who will be playing.
Yes, I'm sure he will.
First.
Can't read the fucking future, Chalmers.
I understand that, but do you have any idea how to me it
Chalmers,
seems...
Chalmers, your fantasy lineup gets to suggest... Like, you'll have your suggested starters, and you can say yes or no and optimize to it, right?
I don't even think Jay Woodcroft knows who he's starting, you know what? And you want Brock to know?
I'm going
to
get... I don't even know who Brock is. Number one. Number two, I swear to God, if it's this easy to make a website and just put up information, then I'm going to start them too. Projected pitchers for next year. It's a placeholder. Just come to it. It's not accurate. Like it doesn't really mean anything, but it's there.
Nothing else.
Click on it.
I'm looking at all
then
of
do it, Chalmers,
for the information that is for the information that is absolutely deemed not correct. I will definitely be going to Daily Faceoff from now on instead of the score.
Why are you shitting on us?
I'm not shitting on you. I'm just telling you that this is an absolutely pointless thing is to have. If it means nothing, then why do they put? I'm saying that not just Daily Faceoff, but the one when I go to the score because I just want to quickly get a score, and then I go 2 days ahead. Why bother even put the goaltender in? Why bother putting the word expected? What's the fucking
this
point?
This is way too tense for a Thanksgiving
holy
episode.
Holy cow, Chalmers.
Fucking
Chalmers.
Sexual tension, what this is, but everybody's too amped up.
Chalmers, to go back to baseball, they'll say Segmo expected starters days out.
They'll wait.
No. In baseball, they'll do the exact same fucking thing.
I get that. I get that they
don't.
Do it. I'm just asking why.
Why do you have to ask why?
I don't know.
What's the beef? What's the rub?
There's no beef. I don't have a beef. I just think it's funny because I was using
like
it as gospel.
Beef. You're saying, why do you have to chuck names in there? It's a fucking standard industry practice.
I'm not saying you guys aren't doing it. I'm not saying I don't.
On every other sport, it's acceptable to you on every other sport, but in hockey, it doesn't make any fucking sense.
No, because up until 20 minutes ago, I took this as gospel. I literally said to you that off the one place that I looked.
Because it said expected and not unconfirmed.
I did it again.
Saying his damn government name because I'm going to forget to edit it.
Hey, listen, I don't have my new favorite website is Daily Faceoff. And it has been actually for 2 years. I've just never gone to the starting lineup thing. And so it's just kind of funny that I would think to myself, you know what? I want to know the information about who I think is going to start, so I'll go look it up. And what you guys are telling me is it means absolutely nothing.
Yes.
Awesome.
It says unconfirmed.
Yes, it means nothing. I get it. I get that it means nothing.
Chalmers, why don't you recite today's starting goalies like a fucking normal person and see what it says?
There's no games today. If you went on, used Daily Faceoff, you'd know that, dumbass.
Damn it.
Got you good. Okay, but how about tomorrow's? Unconfirmed. Because we don't know.
Because no one practiced
today.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody's practicing today.
You guys, I'm not. My beef is not with that they are unconfirmed, but it gives me an idea who's starting, and I just think it's funny that you guys, that when I say to you guys, yeah, I use this tool, and you guys are like, well, it doesn't mean anything. I'm like, well, wait a minute. It doesn't mean anything? No, it doesn't mean anything. They're unconfirmed. It doesn't mean anything. And then I simply ask the question, well, then why do you guys do it? It's a placeholder. And I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? I'm asking for you guys to
Chalmers,
explain.
Chalmers, you understand and subscribe to the placeholders for every other sport.
Yeah, I guess I do. I've never really thought about it when it comes to pitchers.
This is the one you can't wrap your head around.
Well, I
for those of you listeners of real life who are tuning in hoping for a good time, we have failed you this week. Instead, listen to everybody yelling.
I think that is an illuminating portion of the
I'm not even listening to them on the podcast, but I'm not listening.
If you go to your friend's house and you talk about tomorrow's game, and you guys are saying, well, who do you think is going to start? Just know that no matter where you find it online, you will be wrong. And it doesn't mean anything.
And that's an inaccurate statement as well, because you have a 50-50 chance of being right.
Okay.
This is slander, all of this.
To who?
I know.
Do you guys think that I'm being like slanderous towards
yes.
a tool on Daily Faceoff?
100%.
I'm not. I'm just asking. Yeah,
we are so close to suing you.
Well, for all the information that is absolutely unconfirmed and may be 100% incorrect.
Oh, that's funny. That's outrageous.
What is outrageous?
Well, because Tyler just asked who is starting the game or who you would start the game on Saturday, and we really fell off the rails.
I'm going to tell you what the internet tells me, because I can't form a single thought on my own.
I can form a single thought on my own.
Who would you start Saturday?
But if you have tools out there to help you, wouldn't you use them? Now I just found out this whole tool is a lie. Whole thing's a lie.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what to believe anymore.
Episode 431 brought to you by DoorDash and Oodle Noodle. You can use ding promo dong. Code Ding Dong. You use the promo code GAMEDAY25. Get yourself 25% off and no delivery fees on your first order.
If this is your last episode of Real Life, why not get some Oodle Noodle on the way out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, before we all delicious. Kill each other. All right, we're going to step aside.
I had friends over. No, let me make it up to Jay. Let me make it
up. This is about Daily Faceoff, Chalmer.
I had friends over this weekend from Calgary, and I told them about, they were like, let's get Edo for everybody. And I said, no, not today. You guys are going to try Oodle Noodle. And they said, we've never had it before. I said, there's one in Calgary. Oh, I heard about it, but we've never had it. We're skeptical that our kids will like it. I said, not today. I said, on Daily Faceoff, it says it's expected to be good. But it's unconfirmed. So we ordered it. There was eight people that ate Oodle Noodle out of eight. All eight of them loved it. Here's the best part of it. All eight of them had leftovers because of how much food you get with Oodle Noodle. Yeah. So it was very expected and confirmed that everybody loved the Oodle Noodle this weekend, Jay. And they're going to be eating it in Calgary at the new store. Is it open yet?
Nope. Grand opening is next weekend.
That's exciting stuff. Are you going down there for it?
Yeah, I'll be down there.
Very good. Where exactly in Calgary is it?
17th Ave.
Ooh, that's good. It's expected to be a good time.
All right. Now we're going to step aside for an ad.
I just gave you an ad.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's an ad for Daily Faceoff Tools, Chalmers.
You guys, I love Daily Faceoff. I love Frank. Right. Every time somebody says, you love Frank, I say, I love Frank too. I love your Chuck. I love seeing their faces. I wear my Daily Faceoff hoodie with pride. I wear it a little too much. It's getting very dirty.
I'm wearing mine right now.
Oh yeah, that's a good. I love that fucking hoodie. And the Champions hoodies, they are resilient as
Champions
hoodies
mother. Are legit.
Yeah, dude. You could even wear them outside. They keep you very warm. Maybe like what Jay's doing right now, you're heading out to Jasper and you want to stay warm. Ooh-wee. Shout out to our friends at Tourism Jasper. They have a lot of great stuff going on for the next little bit here. And Jay, tell us about your weekend.
Well, we're doing a family getaway. So there's six of us.
Is that confirmed?
My girlfriend. What's that? Is that confirmed? That is confirmed. Okay. Confirmed. Firm in attendance. Myself, my girlfriend, our daughter, Crawford, Crawford's grandparents, her aunt and uncle and cousin. And we're going out to Jasper. We're going to go and do some skiing at Marmot. And then we're going to go take in the town on Saturday. Well, we're going to go watch the game together on Saturday somewhere. And then just take in the sights of... the beautiful mountain town that is Jasper in all of its glory. So yeah, shout out Tourism Jasper. Always excited to be working with them. And you know, Marmot's one of those hills you gotta go out and ski. You know, if you don't ski many days in the ski season, you gotta get out to Marmot at least once.
Yeah. Sorry if I missed this. Are you perhaps staying in a cabin?
Yeah, we got a cabin.
Oh, well, that would make sense because did you know Jasper is the cabin capital of Canada? You can relax beside a fire, treat yourself to a spa day. They have amazing comfort food. If you want more info, jasper.travel/winter-cabins. That is a /.
I got a question. Oh, are you
what,
getting...
is it about fucking tourism, Banff? You're going to keep running shit out there?
I don't like this conception.
What's the weather going to be like next
this
Thursday?
Misconception of me.
I don't know. They just sort of put a number on the app and then wait.
Are you going to get to go? You guys can suck it. I am very, very supportive of everything that goes on around here. I have one fucking question about a simple tool on the website, and I make great points. If you think I made a great point on here, make sure you message these four guys who are clearly got their heads in the sand and don't understand how ridiculous that whole premise is. Now, are you going to get to go skiing in Marmot? Or is there, like, the misconception about this is maybe because we don't see very
Chalmers,
much snow here. There's
did you
lots
not listen of, to anything I said?
There's, but you never said you were going skiing. Did he say he was going skiing?
Yeah, he did.
He did, actually?
Yeah. I see five centimeters in the last 3 days.
That's what I heard.
How can you get into a debate with someone when he doesn't even listen to what you're saying?
My point was trying to get to the fact that even though there's no snow here, there's a ton of snow in the mountains. And I was wondering, I didn't know if you were going skiing. You've got a baby. You're with the family. I mean, who are you going skiing with?
Congrats.
I'm going skiing with Eva and Eva's dad and maybe brother-in-law.
Are you
going to
make mulled wine?
Maybe, actually. You never know.
Do we know if the whole mountain's open yet?
Mulled wine on a ski lift. As of last week, I don't know what it is. This week, last week, everything was open but Knob. But I know they're getting snow this week, so Knob could be open.
Oh, it's going to be
speaking
nice.
Speaking of Knobs, hey, you're M, Chuck.
Yep.
Did you hear that Apple might buy Manchester United?
I saw that they're for sale.
What, Apple apparently is in the running.
How
would that be to put the content on Apple TV?
Yeah.
Oh, that is interesting.
Manchester United's having a tough week.
It's starting to happen.
That's interesting.
That's super interesting. And Apple's just got truckloads of cash just sitting there.
$2 trillion value.
Wow.
Manchester United has a cash on the balance sheet.
A $2 trillion value?
No, Apple does.
Yeah. Oh, Apple does.
You think Manchester United's worth $2 trillion?
Not quite. No,
but I like to sell you Manchester United.
How much do you think it's worth?
I'd say
$6 billion.
I've got the answer according to Google. Current most recent valuation of Manchester United, $4.6 billion.
Wow.
Some team just sold for like 5.5. They said it's going to be worth more than that.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy that Apple would do that.
Apple's going to buy Manchester United. Amazon's going to buy the Washington Commanders.
Hopefully change the name back to the football club.
That was way better.
That was a great name.
Washington Football Club.
Great cool. name.
Yeah. It is interesting because Apple, like, if they bought Man U and then they streamed all their games through Apple TV, a ton of people would subscribe to Apple TV.
A ton. But can they do that with, like, TV deals that the league has? Can they just, like, circumvent it and be like, no, we're over here now?
I think it would be like, kind of, you know how...
At some point, yes. They might not initially, but when the TV deals come up, of course. And then they'll own 100% of the advertising it generates, too.
Could they opt out of a league-wide TV deal?
But I don't know how...
I doubt it.
Yeah.
I don't know how it works over there, but, like, let's say, hypothetically, okay, Apple buys the Edmonton Oilers. It would be a situation where, like, yeah, the Oilers' national games are owned by Sportsnet, but the games we watch on Sportsnet West with Jack and Louie, those are up to the team to sell. That's why, like, the Jets' local games are on TSN. Montreal's local games are on TSN.
Like, how many Jays games were on Apple TV this year?
4 or 5?
I thought it was more.
Yeah, I think it was about 4 or 5.
Apple's interesting, though. They operate more like a bank than they do a product company.
It's wild.
I like it.
Wild.
Speaking of football, you guys watched the game or the match yesterday? Canada-Belgium? That was awesome.
That was a tough one for me to watch, but I was kind of still out of town for that one day, and so I never really got to see it. But when I saw the highlights, it looked like we had chances galore.
First half, Canada was buzzing.
Yeah, that Alphonso Davies penalty kick. Oh, my God. That would have been like an all-time Canadian sports moment if you would have buried that. That sucked.
Yep. But then the reffing was also weird. Like, I'm watching the 90th minute. They're doing the live stream, and then Liam had some clips up on their Instagram account. Go check them out for some soccer coverage. But the reffing, I thought, was atrocious. I thought I was just saying that as somebody who doesn't know jack about shit. Because there was guys getting tripped in the box for Canada, and nothing was coming from it.
That one was weird,
yeah. Weird game.
It was, but the good news for Canada is that Croatia and Morocco drew.
Yeah.
So even though Canada's lost to Belgium, it's kind of like whatever. As long as you draw against Croatia and beat Morocco, you should be moving on.
I couldn't find the rankings for the pre-World Cup rankings for all the teams in the World Cup.
Yeah.
But Belgium was top 10, were they not?
They were number two.
Number two.
Canada outplayed them.
Like handily.
Handily, yeah.
Yeah.
Is number one Brazil, number three pasta. France?
Some kind of order like that, I would imagine, yeah.
See, that's exciting. That's a good first game for Canada. When's the next game?
Sunday, 9 a.m. How about this for a great sports day Sunday?
Oh, God.
I got my buddies coming over 9 a.m. for the Canada match. And we're just going to roll it into all-day NFL football. Oh, you can't beat it. Double football day, you could call it.
You could watch the soccer game.
Yep.
Then you could watch the 11 o'clock football game.
Yep. Perfectly lined up.
Oilers don't play that day. That's okay. No. That's okay. Wow.
It's going to be great.
That is a great day. You guys go to a pub and watch this, or are you watching it at home?
No, just at home.
You want to fry up some veggies for the boys?
Oh, I did that. It was a while ago, but had some friends over, and they were like, "How, we're hungry." And I was like, "Oh, I got you guys." Went and fried up some veg for them.
You fried up some veg? What do you mean?
Chalmers, you missed this. Yes. When Tyler's hammered, he comes home, and instead of having what any normal person would do, he fries up some veg, some frozen veg.
You know, like a bag of frozen veggie, beans.
But like carrot. Fry it like in a frying pan?
Yeah.
What? Why? With like butter?
Yeah. It's the best snack ever. It's so good.
It's weird.
It's delicious.
In what? But just eat it like just with a fork after you're done?
Yeah.
On like a piece of bread?
No, just in a bowl.
With rice and barbecue sauce?
No, just eat the veg.
This is the same reaction I had when you told me a couple weeks
ago. I'm just done with arguing with you guys. Sounds great.
It's Sounds a really great. Good, light, and refreshing drunk snack.
I just want a sign right there of keywords I'm not allowed to say anymore on here. companies I'm not allowed to bring up anymore.
You want to talk about someone else's podcast?
Sure. Whose? Oh, I don't know. Yeah, because we compete with other ones that I've mentioned on here, Smartless.
Oh, I love it.
Big competition with them.
This is one of my favorite episodes.
They're winning, by the way. Casey didn't, and that is confirmed.
Who's winning?
Smartless. I just want to make Bag Milk laugh today. That's about it.
I'm having fun. This is one of my favorite episodes we've done recently.
It feels like a bit of a throwback episode.
Ah, shit.
So, okay. So, Rangers, and then we have...
Florida. Yeah.
We really... If we could be 14 and 10, I don't even care. What does it matter?
Are you starting on Saturday?
If they win on Saturday in regulation, Money Puck has their playoff chances going up to 24%.
Speaking of Saturday, just real quick, brunch I want to say thank you to everybody for selling out the Brunch for Ben party. Amazing. We knew it was going to sell out, but to see the graphic go up on our socials that we're going to have a packed house at Soho. That's pretty cool.
It's really
cool. Thank you to everybody that bought tickets.
Yeah. If you you can still make a donation, I believe, nationgear.ca, if you want to do it. Or we're supporting a charity of the Stelter's family choosing. And I'll be doing an Oilers Nation Every Day episode live from there. Are you coming?
Yeah. Yeah. I just, with kids hockey, like, we just got the new schedule out. And I know that when this started, like, it's really weird how the Edmonton Hockey Federation does it. But they get, like, the first 3 weeks done, and then they re-tier.
Yeah.
And then you get the rest of your season. And so we literally just got that. And so Saturday, it looks like we have a window. Is it kid friendly? I forget.
Oh, yeah.
I knew it was.
We're having a coloring contest.
I knew it was. Just got to make sure. So, yeah. Should be good.
Hell, yeah.
I think it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great.
I love brunch parties.
It's just such a cool, like, it's just such a good idea that you guys did it.
Start off your day.
Yeah.
Little hockey game.
Hopefully they win.
Maybe a double Caesar if I'm feeling frisky.
It's like that atmosphere in there for about an hour after the game. If they lose, it's going to be a little low.
Mm.
But if they win,
oh, kicks that's off
just
your weekend.
Like, it's just a kickstart. It's like lighting off a firecracker in there.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it. We haven't done a brunch party in forever, so I'm really excited about this one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is. I feel like I'm going to sign off with. Well, I don't know if I'm going to be putting this headset back on. You know what that's from? Something went over the air today that I'm not too proud about.
I said the score.
I said it. Jay was meant fun. It. Yeah, they're all gone.
Everybody just dipped. It's the three.
Juan? No, I think Juan is still here.
He's watching I'm Brazil. Here. They're still playing.
There's another football game on right now. I'm excited.
Yeah, there is. That. Just started. Let's go watch it.
Jay, you still there?
Yeah, I'm back. I just was leaving my car and coming into the house and AirPod, blah, blah, blah. So I'm back.
Good stuff. We were just talking about how Brunch for Ben sold out.
Oh, isn't that awesome?
Great.
It's the coolest.
No, that's great. And then we had some people donate because they couldn't attend. There was one donation I actually wanted to share. Our boys, the Utah boys, I'm going to pull up the order here. Hopefully I can find it. Obviously they live in Utah, so they can't be here for the event. And so they made a donation. I'm just going to pull up the order here. Sorry, I should be prepared for this, but I feel like I should share this with everyone. All right, our boy Goat, he donated $97. And in his caption, he goes, "Hello there, your old buddy Goat here. Unfortunately, I can't be there in person, but wanted to help. Please donate this admission ticket to someone that will appreciate it. I chose three children as representation of myself and my two brothers. Note the subtotal before tax and shipping. Ben's favorite, 97. Give our best to the Stelters. Sending love from Utah, Goat."
They're the best.
They are the best.
Yeah. Where Hopefully we see Goat on the Nation Vacation to Vegas.
There you go.
I like... Last time when we went to Vegas and we're just checking into the hotel and in comes Goat with a cooler on wheels, handing out pops to the boys in line. It's just, they're the best.
He's a big dude too, isn't he?
Oh yeah.
I remember meeting them. They're big dudes.
All right. Well, we're going to work our way towards the end of this episode. Reminder to everyone, if you still want to go to the FIS Snowboard Big Air World Cup presented by Toyota, it's coming to Edmonton on December 10th. That's just over 2 weeks away. Tickets on sale now, ticketmaster.ca. Shout out to Explore Edmonton. Also, shout out to Alfa Romeo of Edmonton. See Bag Milk cruising around in that. What's the official? What's it? What's the?
Stelvio.
A Stelvio.
I named it Valtteri, though, just in case you were wondering.
As you should.
Yeah, he's the ultimate teammate. And also, it reminded me, Jay, I did a $10 wash on that baby to make sure I did a full top to bottom over the weekend. You kicked off a storm on Twitter again by saying your $3 wash has been upgraded to a $4 wash.
Well, I have to be honest, because I get called out for the $3 wash. So I took the Bronco to the car wash I normally go to pull off the $3 wash, and I needed a fourth dollar.
How do you $3 wash a whole car?
All right, Chalmers, you ready?
Oh, I'm listening. Done.
This is how I used to do a $3 wash.
Okay.
Placeholders.
Three tokens.
Yep.
First token, you start on soap. Knowing that you're not going to get soap right off the get-go, you're going to get a little bit of rinse, so rinse where you can, but then use that whole cycle of soap. Second loony, all soap again, right at the tail end of that. By the tail end of the second loony,
back
you
to
should
rinse.
Have soaped the whole, you should have souped the whole car, and you turn it back to rinse just to give it a little bit of runway to try to convert back. So then when you chuck in the third loony, you got all rinse, you take down all that soap, and you're good. But the only key is, because the Nation truck at the time is tall, so I wouldn't do the top of the truck.
Wouldn't wash.
So I would do everything but the top.
Yeah, so it's like not washing today, your calves. Have you guys ever washed your calves before? With soap
every
in
day.
The shower?
Yeah, every day.
Bullshit.
I've got a nice loofah.
Bullshit.
I give my aren't
well. I can see how you could do a $3 wash.
But now it's $4. I followed the same rhythm, and it took me $4.
So maybe you're just slowing down.
Full disclosure, I was done at about $3.50. I had some time there, but I needed the fourth loaning.
Do you ever just peel back the
job?
Do you ever peel back the tarp and just start rinsing the other person's car just to help out a little bit?
Well, I washed the car this morning super early, like 8:10 in the morning, so I had I couldn't pay it forward.
Are you somebody that's in a car wash is super aware of people driving in and out while you're washing the car? It's obvious that there's a lot of splash around when you are washing your car. And so when I'm driving out, and so my car is freshly washed and I see somebody on soap and they're angling their wand at their car where it would splash my car and they don't stop, I feel that's very not perceptive of your environment. Are you guys somebody who's aware of that?
Honestly, no.
Yeah, me neither, to be honest.
I try not to spray cars that are coming by. Is that what you're...
Yes, that are clean,
what you're
right?
alluding to?
Yes.
Well, clean or not clean, I just try not to.
Yeah, okay, so you're aware. Looks like two young bucks don't give a shit.
Well, I'm thinking about, like, I washed my car on the weekend.
Yeah.
I was completely solo, so I can't even
think.
Yeah,
well, I guess it doesn't work when it's completely solo,
well,
does
like,
it?
Like, I'm trying to think of the last time I washed the car when I wasn't. It's been a minute. So I can't tell you.
Okay.
All I know is that Alfa Romeo outside.
Yeah.
Spotless.
It's just I've been driving out of a car wash and somebody was literally like doing the top of the back of their truck and they were spraying it all out into the driveway and I was just sitting there. Because if I would have driven through it, it would have been all the dirt from their car plus the soap and the water. And I had just finished washing my car and I just sat there looking at them being like, you have no perception. You have no awareness of your surroundings. So I gave him a little honk, scared the crap out of him.
Mm. You honked at him.
Sure, shit did. I got 30 seconds to wait. I sat there for 30 seconds. If you don't notice, give it a little honk, let you know what's up.
Fair enough. That's fair.
30 seconds is a long time when you're sitting in a car wash and you want to get the hell out of there wait.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
It's like a lifetime.
100%.
All right. All right, we're going to wrap this bad boy up.
Before we wrap it up, Tyler... Real quick, Black Friday gear drops tonight at nationgear.ca. Limited edition designs. If you wait, you will miss out. We tell you every single year. Nationgear.ca, tonight at midnight, all those designs go live, and I promise you, they are beautiful.
Is the plaid on there? Is there a plaid option?
The Black Friday collection is like its own, like all
black.
Oh,
it's like
thing.
The all
the
black.
The plaid is already for sale, though.
It's the black collection.
I think it was two Black Fridays ago or not last year. No, two years ago. There was some good shit.
There's going to be again. I promise you.
What time does it drop? Midnight tonight?
Midnight.
The timer on the website says 19 hours. That can't be right.
I don't know. Do some math.
That's noon tomorrow.
Yeah, that's noon tomorrow. Did we set the timer to noon tomorrow instead of midnight? I think we might have.
We got a lot of math geniuses in this here company.
Yeah. My bad, everybody. I set the timer.
Yeah, I set the timer also. I was backing Tyler's math on that one.
Okay, that's going to be a wrap on today's episode. Thanks for dealing with that.
Dealing with that? You guys, that's what a podcast is we talk about stuff like this.
I guarantee we're going to get a lot of feedback about this. Was a great episode.
Probably, yeah. All
right. 100%.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Real Life Podcast. Don't want to miss any of our nonsense? Hit the subscribe button and give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, hockey heads, get ready for the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Each game day, answer 4 questions. Pick the winning team, guess if points will be over or under, predict the first goal, and choose the highest scoring period. Daily winners snag gift cards while each round's champs pocket cold, hard cash. Play now at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess. It's fast, it's fun, and it's all about hockey. Let's go.